Hey everyone. So I tried to like do a podcast about, you know, something that I posted on my stories about being sexually abused and how it led me to be more wise in my teenage years, and if it's good enough for Lewis House and it's good enough for you and all that stuff. But I deleted it fucking twice. The first one was a long one, giving more details, 60 minutes long. The second one was 2.5 minutes long, saying I'm not ready to talk about it yet. And then this one, I don't know, we'll see. But I just couldn't bear to write in a fucking title sexually abused, because I knew that it would just attract a lot more attention and all that shit. But sometimes, you know, in life, we gotta be the change we want to see in the world. And I think some of us are chosen to be leaders. That's clearly something that I've realized. Like, I've clearly been chosen to lead by example, because it's something I can do and it's something I'm willing to put the work on. The only thing that's stopping you from being a leader is the amount of negative emotion you are willing to take. And I'm just not ready there yet to give it all there. Like, I feel like I will be on stage and talk about it, and I will, because I feel like it's such a controversial topic. I don't want to just one way talk about it. I want people to come back and forth. Kind of like mental health, it can be quite a controversial topic. With something like this, I feel like, because it's so much to do as well with things you can't control, not saying that mental health isn't, but you know, you can't control like someone else doing those actions to you and stuff like that. So it's something I wouldn't want to do one-sided, because I don't think it can be justice done with it. But I promise you, watch this space, because in the future, I will talk about it just for the people to know out there in the world that they aren't alone. And I think it's really shit how society makes people keep quiet about it and the stigma around it. So, you know me, rebellious as fuck, I'm going to break the stigma. So I hope it helps. And if you ever feel lost, you know, if you feel lonely and you've got like your own story about this, feel free to DM me. See ya.